But poverty is a thing. And it's something that I wish for nobody. Whereas being black is something else. As black people who migrated from Africa to Western world, carrying that idea that was sold to us about Europe, United States, and every other white ruled country. Of course, we are disappointed about how the world got us here. At the same time, the imaginary of the lifestyle we expected to see seems to match with that idea that was sold to us. Everyone has a fridge, everyone has a bike. So it really starts to seem like A is for A. And so we become even more eager to fulfill our mission of bringing some of those apparent comforts back home. As us in life, of our families back home depends on the outcome of this mission. We become extremely attached to it. What other choice we have than to become an opportunist? People often ask me if it was my choice to come here. Your answer is in chapter education. And questions like that are mostly asked by white people, especially in Switzerland. Mostly once they get to know how me getting here look like. As an opportunist who is on a mission, we have to put ourselves in a position where we don't make our superior feel uncomfortable, regardless of whether they are around us or not. We have to start differentiating ourselves from other black people who don't know how to play the game. Pity becomes the key point of our story when you are telling it to white people. That's what they want to hear, because for them, black story is supposed to be a sad story, a real struggle story, no happy ending. While white story is supposed to be emotional struggle of not having it all. Know the difference. We start to think about what white people will assume about any of our action, move, or behavior. They serve as a reference to judge ourselves. To give an example, when we separate two black people fighting by saying, "Stop fighting," white people will think we are animals. Or saying to each other things like, "Just look at that. That's why white people are better than us. Just because another black person crosses the road without waiting for the light to turn green." All of a sudden, you are in the game that people call integration. Now, white people can even separate you from others. You don't need to do it anymore. You automatically become their favorite. I call it the good black guy. The mission stays the same, but you are not the same person anymore, because it feels good when black people from other African countries think I am from here. Even some people from my country are like, "Wow, I never knew you are our countryman. I even thought you were born here." Social class. If United States is made out of business, Switzerland is made out of social class. Because where you come from, what you do, and why you are here determines how or if people will want to have a coffee with you or not. You can't be a minority without a sad story to tell. It's either you are not a minority and we can have coffee together as we become friends, or you are a minority who has a sad story to tell, so that some people can nourish that pity story. Then they can even pay you the coffee. Yes, because that's what makes them feel like they are participating, playing a role, doing something good in this world. Social class is almost in everything in Switzerland, even in the administration. As an immigrant, you need a permit to stay. To be able to live in Switzerland, Those permits determines your social status. All the permit comes with different capital letter written on it. Permit N, F, B, C. These are the major ones. I have heard about O and G as well, but let's forget about those ones. These letters give a hint about your back story.